it's about time that some inspiration came from abroad. And it's all the same struggle for human rights, democracy, justice. It all comes down to justice. Without justice, there's no freedom and there's no liberty.
What does it mean that U.S. make pressure on Egypt to for democracy? And now you are talking about a violation of democracy here in the capital of the administration.
Well, yes, you know, Hillary Clinton is going around the world telling autocratic systems to be more democratic, whether that's an empty slogan or not. She ought to come here and say, why is it that the people of District Columbia don't have any rights to vote? And this violates the UN Covenant on Human Rights, a treaty which is signed onto by 160 countries, including the United States of America. So President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are doing nothing about the violation of the treaty that the U.S. has signed onto regarding the absence of any voting rights in the U.S. Congress by over 600,000 people in the District of Columbia. The hypocrisy is spectacular, and it's important for people in other countries to point it out. I mean, our leaders are lecturing other countries about conditions that in our own way prevail in the U.S. Look at the prison conditions, for example. Look at the two-party dictatorship. Look at the absence of any rights by people of the District of Columbia. Look at the manipulation of the votes. Now, I say to President Obama and Hillary Clinton, you start talking about the anti-democratic conditions, the autocratic conditions here at home, before you start lecturing other people abroad. As my father once said, if we're going to urge people abroad to have democracies, it'd be a good idea to have one ourselves.
Thank you.
Ralph, need a quick question.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Ralph. Good. How's it going? So you just spoke at one end of Freedom Plaza about D.C. statehood. A couple days ago, you spoke at this end of Freedom Plaza about the ongoing occupation here, McPherson Square, and spread all across the country. Can you talk about what you've seen with these occupations?
Well, they all have a common theme, and that is the plutocracy in Wall Street and the oligarchy here in Washington, D.C. that serves them are stripping people of the most basic rights of representation in their state legislatures and in Congress, stripping them of any kind of pretense of democracy. And the results are clear, right? Declining incomes, increasing poverty, increasing consumer debt, increasing housing foreclosures, serious damage to the air, water, soil. It's quite clear that all of these Occupy movements have the agenda that is reflected in their signs. They don't have to have a proclamation. If you look at their signs, they want to have these giant corporations be the servants of the people, not the masters, and they want to be able to control their government.
What do you feel about the youth standing up? Have you seen anything like this in recent years?
No, and the question is, why did it take so long? They've had freedom of communication on the internet. They can get any information they want, and it's taken a long time. I think the Arab Spring and all the television on that helped out. Maybe they shamed some of the young people here. Massively increased unemployment. All these budget cuts that have been talked about for 2 years, they hit people here in October. It starts. The real budget, actual cutting of these services starts. Have huge student debts. Young people are coming out of college, no job, huge student debt, unable to have an apartment, and they're starting to say, you know, why don't we all get together and get our own tents on public space and show that the first major step of a democratic resurgence is showing up and staying. And that's what they're doing. So they got to have stamina now. They got to do different things every week to keep up their own morale and to further elaborate why they're there and why more and more Americans of all ages will join them in hundreds of communities all over the country where these Occupy demonstrations and stay-ins are proliferating.
What's the significance of it taking place beginning on Wall Street? This is a place where 3 years ago was it you gave a speech calling for a tax on financial transactions?
Well, Wall Street is the ruler. Wall Street rules Washington. The corporate state means what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said in a message to Congress in 1938. It means fascism. He said, whenever government is controlled by private economic power, that's fascism. Those were his very words. That was in 1938. So we've got a huge opportunity here because we have huge numbers of people. There are 25 million Americans who want work and who can't get work, who cannot find work, who cannot pay for the necessities of life. And that's the, to take a phrase from history, that's the reserve army of the unemployed that's going to fill all of these parks and plazas all over the country in the Occupy movement.
Ralph, you've been fighting on these issues for years, if not decades. Is it encouraging to see this, so many people now stepping out as you have been doing for so long?
It is encouraging. We always ask the question, stamina. How long is it going to last? Because the ruling classes are really thinking, oh, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. They disregard big one-day rallies because it is here today, gone tomorrow. They're now wondering, well, you know, this isn't a one-day rally. They're staying. Days are going into weeks. Maybe the weeks will go into months. So they're starting to worry a little bit. And that's important. You got to make them sweat, make them unable to figure out what's going on. There are too many people from too many sectors of our society for this effort to be stereotyped and smeared, although some right-wing columnists are trying to do that.
Thanks so much for your time, Ralph Nader. Any final thoughts you want to share?
Well, the main thing is it's all about stamina. Democracy requires long-distance runners, and there's a lot of creativity, a lot of imagination among young people today that has never been able to give voice to it because there's been this leaden, wet blanket of suppression and repression from the oligarchy and the plutocracy on tens of millions of young people. Now they're coming out from under that blanket and they're standing tall and they've got to make their mark on American history. Needless to say, they'll get a lot of support from a lot of people of all ages all over the country. Standards of living are crumbling. The American dream is turning into an American nightmare. The American empire is launching wars all over the world that are criminal, unconstitutional wars of aggression, bleeding the public budgets from the necessities back home. And it's time for the young people to inherit the mantle of justice that has been passed on to them by people throughout American history.
Thank you, Ralph Nader.